This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the Nutramedical Report. And we have Pastor Butch Farr here. Pastor Butch, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Pastor Butch, a lot of things going on. I can't take any calls right now. I know somebody's trying to call me, but it's not possible. They answer their phone here. Turn off my speaker thing. No. Anyway, so here's the story. We are in deep into the tribulation, aren't we?
Oh, we are.
And I want you to kind of formulate where you see things are happening right now. I just heard this morning that my son, who's a special ed teacher, second oldest son, his school's closed. Once it hit the fan, I'm on air, once it hit the fan and the WHO finally declared the state of pandemic, all national sports closed, a lot of schools are closing around the world. A lot of people I hear the other day, a few days ago, Hannity was saying he didn't think it was going to blow over. You heard some of the other people that were there before Mick Mulvaney got fired. They're trying to pretend that, you know, this isn't going to be a big deal. Even Trump, everything's going to be fine. No, things aren't going to be fine. Now, the problem I see is you don't need to panic, but you need to take action. Now, I put together a 43-minute, 27-second, 7 video that explains this. Yeah. I get the crystals. So anyway, the core here is you need to take action. Number one, you need to identify who has the virus in their body, and you got to isolate them, not quarantine. And that way of determination, if you do it, is not only clinical, because that's a late stage where they either get sick, and a lot of kids aren't going to get sick at all. They're just going to give it to their grandmother, and grandma's going to die. You need to do, I contacted the company that makes the very rapid test out of Berlin, which is a PCR test, very rapid test. And I have a thing called quantum scanning, which I can show other doctors and people around the world how to do. It's called a biophilia 2 tracker. And this can actually identify the presence of the resonant frequency of the glycoprotein attached to the ACE2 receptor. Now, you can also take things to reduce the virus load with our fancy, you know, monatomic plasma iodine, allicin, man, neutral silver, neutral defense, etc., without going into all the details. And then you can also stop the cytokine storm and so on. So people need to realize that if you take action, the inoculum, the dosage of bug that can make you infected or you can infect someone else that can, well, the child won't make them sick or die, but a person with multi-system organ failure and already sick mitochondria, they can go into heart failure or have a cardiac arrest. So why is this happening now? It's happening because this is Satan's hatpin to blow up the world economy and use it as an excuse for bringing in the New World Order. That's basically the summary. This is Satan's excuse to bring in the New World Order. And we've had that Professor Boyle on 4 times last month. And we have all the papers to prove, so it's not a theory, it's a fact, that our agencies, all our major government agencies, and the Wuhan Biosafety 4 lab in Hubei province in China, completely collaborated to create this chimeric supervirus that has gain of function from the University of North Carolina and the HIV genes from a bat-based SARS virus from Australia. Okay, so why is it happening now? It's happening now because the New World Order wants to use this as the excuse to bring about the New World Order, right?
No doubt. And they're doing it.
Right. Now, people have to realize Now, I am getting nowhere with getting through to POTUS or world leaders. I even contacted the Communist Chinese here in Los Angeles. If they let me put my plan, including isolation trailers and tents and other things, and radiotic frequency to stop the virus from attaching and all kinds of technology which I have, no one would be getting sick or dying, and no one would be isolated permanently. And it wins a number of days. You have to set criteria. So instead of saying it's 45 days or it's 12 days, whatever, you have to have three criteria. Number one, you clinically can have signs of virus. Number two, you have to have bioresident test the virus is in your body. Or number three, a PCR test. So if all three are negative, then you go from quarantine to isolation to quarantine and monitored, and then you can transition to be out in the community. And that stops the virus. The problem is you also can do radionic frequency suppression of the virus for hundreds or even thousands of miles by actually sending out frequencies that prevent the virus from actually replicating or attaching. People say, you can't do that. I said, Deagle can. I know about classified research on this. Now, why is it not being done? Because we've known, and so the Russians, for 60 years, okay? This is information you're not going to get anywhere else except from Deagle, okay? We've known about this for 60 years. The Russians had a virus escape in the mid-70s, and they used a radionic suppression technology to kill the virus so it wouldn't go to their facility north of Moscow. It didn't kill every Russian. So people need to understand, why is this happening now? Just like, why do Russia have weapons in Laurentian Island and Nicaragua? It's not so they can attack us. It's so we'll surrender to world government. People need to realize that the Satanists here are hell-bent on replacing Christianity and replacing it with satanic religion and killing the weak and elderly, just as an example, as they're getting their little sacrifice, but they want the rest of us enslaved with a chip in us, a vaccine to control fertility, and they want us completely controlled, even the thoughts of our minds, so even pre-crime, we call it like Minority Report, they can be monitoring even the thoughts of our heart or intentions. That's why WhatsApp's working with Google Company, with the Communist Chinese new social rating. So if you rate too low, you can't even get a drug or health care, get on a plane or train or buy a job. So what people need to start understanding here, Pastor Butch, is this is not a warm-up like when I hear Hannity or Larry and Graham on Fox. This is the big deal tribulation, isn't it?
It very well could be, you know, Dr. Beale, and I don't understand all the ins and outs. You're far ahead of me on that than I am as understanding all this. But I do know this. They're going to use this phenomena to bring forth their desire to get people used to being controlled and herded into cities or towns or communities and told
exactly
what to do, when to leave, how to leave, how to live. And that, now we're seeing the complete takedown of society. I mean, literally close it down. The governor of California said he can commandeer motels if he wants to, kick out the businesses and put use them for other purposes. This is a police state tactic. It's a type of medical martial law, I guess you could say.
Right. Well, by the way, do you know that the Patriot Act, after this happened, in perfect timing, because the Patriot Act was due to reestablish a lot of the parts of it. And people don't know this week. After Trump came out and said it was not a big deal, Congress and Senate, both parties, by the way, not just one, came out and reauthorized the Patriot Act with a few little minor modifications. So the Patriot Act, which, by the way, was put in before 9/11, people have known it was being built up to 5 years before 9/11, and we had Susan Lindauer, who was actually renditioned before 9/11 because she violated the Patriot Act before 9/11 happened. People don't know that. They put her into prison to try to silence her before she even talked, and same with people like Greg Ford after 9/11. People need to realize that the government is creating this because the people who run our world are Luciferic Satanists. And they're in both parties, not just one party. They're in every government on earth. They're in all of the so-called religions, including most of the fake Christians, fake Jews, fake Muslims. Luciferianism has penetrated everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, totally has. There's Luciferians, as the Bible tells us, Satan is behind most pulpits today. Behind the pulpits. I mean, that's a fact. That's Bible. I mean, they look like...
Well, that's why they had 7,000 leaders of... There were a few years ago, they decided to actually recruit 7,000 leaders to work with the Department of Homeland Security, and they're actually going to use them to actually triage who's going to go off to civil detention camps. You know, red, you're dead, you list, blue, you list, and the green list.
Well, matter of fact, I broke that story about the pastors working for the government back, it's been years ago, 10, 15 years
ago. Yeah, exactly. I know he did. And in fact, I had you on the show talking about that.
You know, I mean, this is for real. They've been training them for years to go in before the troops, so to speak, and tell them to give up the guns. This is for their own good. And Bible says obey Caesar, which it does. But anyway, they'll use those tactics to disarm the people so they'll surrender peaceably and go to the camps where they're supposed to go.
Well, here's what I want them to know. I'm putting up technology that I have on my site. Some of it I had John Moore up with me. Some of it I learned from Delta Force and Special Up, but I'm also pretty inventive. I used to make solid fuel rockets and high explosives through a cargo wall I actually built so it wouldn't blow my hand and heads off back when I was 12 and 13, 14, 60, 50 years ago. 55 years ago. And I'm willing to put up technology for both non-lethal and lethal technology a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. Now, I want people to realize I don't want to put out lethal stuff just for the average person in the public, but I want people to know you can buy a pepper spray ball gun for like $350. It has five times the range of a pepper spray, and you can have it, and it's really, really cheap. You know, you can buy all kinds of these pepper spray balls the last 5 years in your cupboard. And you could just get a whole lot of zip ties if you don't want to kill people, and they come to take you away. You blast them, they're blind for 2 days, and you zip tie them. People need to realize you don't need to submit. And if they try to convince you, you have to submit because for your own good, no, no, no. They're going to have you submit, and then some of us are going to actually be taken off to be executed. And the guillotines are already here. They've been bringing them through.
They've been here for years.
They've been here for years. I mean, you think, Dr. Deco, you're making that up. I said, you know what? My life experiences, my personal knowledge, firsthand of these things, are open for damned opinion. They're just the ugly facts, and Deagle knows it. Now, if you weren't saved and you knew what I knew, if you weren't saved, you commit suicide. I'm saved by the Most High God, and I don't want any glory. I tell people, if you're a Christian and you want glory, you get the fire too. You want reflected glory. You give the glory to God, and you just do your job. And you realize it's not our battle, it's His battle. He's going to take care of it. I tell people, you know what I want them to do? Stay out of harm's way. In other words, don't be in a big city. Don't be downwind of a nuclear reactor. Don't be directly on the coast. Be at least 7 miles in, 1,000 feet. Don't be involved with these Masonic religions. Okay? And do realize the medical profession are evil. Okay? That the legal profession is evil. And that the government's all evil. And they're all infiltrated by Masons. And they have Luciferianism, like, you know, these technologies for actually having meetings where they want you to all come to consensus. This is all Luciferic, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It truly is.
And if you don't recognize it, you're going to be sucked in by it. We have the antidote here. Listen to the show.
Well, Pastor Butcher. That the beast and his followers, as the Bible tells, will work wonders.
I hear the bumper. And we're getting bumper. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Netflix.com, right?
And that's you smiling up in the corner there. I can see you. And, by the way, I actually sent out a message to a lot of my co-hosts. I'm now at the point after a year and a half of work that I'm launching my radio.co network, and I have dozens of people. I'm offering them a channel, and Either let them set the price. I mean, whether it's they can't afford it, it's free. I just want them to put up a show with Christian content that kind of warms people and say it's better to have a polylogue of believers, a chorus, saying things rather than just one person. Like, you know, I'm very informed, but the problem is it's kind of boring to just hear Deagle over and over again. It's important to hear different perspectives. Like we just had Terry Cook on talking about this thing about Ashtar and so on. And I taught him something new. You know, the symbol that they use over Israel, it's not a symbol of Israel. It's a symbol of Ashtoreth or Ashtar, which is the fertility goddess of the spring where they sacrifice children. If they have a child, they'd have a sweetbread to the Queen of Heaven. It's not a nice thing, the symbol over Israel. It's a symbol of human sacrifice in the spring. People don't get that, do they? It was given to them by the Rothschilds several hundred years ago because they took over, just like they took over the Queen of England when they had the Napoleonic Wars and they actually lied with their messages so the stock market collapsed. They bought everything up. So the gems for the Queen is even owned by the Rothschilds. That's why they're even intermarried with them. So you'll see Rothschilds are now married directly into the royal family of the British, the Queen. I call it the chief reptile of the United Nations.
Well, you know, the signs are so obvious. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, the signs are obvious. And the turmoil, the confusion, the consternation of the peoples of the world, not just here. Everywhere is multiplying every day, and perilous times are surely among us. And we have seen nothing yet.
Well, I think what's happening is, you and I have been, you've been at this a long time. I've been doing this for like 25 years, since mid-90s, where I started doing radio.
This month makes me 27.
Yeah, I'm around the same time. And
right.
And then I just started doing a show with Clear Channel back in the mid-90s, and then I did a show with Prophecy Club in 1999. And then in 2005, I started with the Genesis Network. Tell us about the main issues you think are going on right now.
Well, outside of the coronavirus, I mean, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we're not even hearing about because everybody's eyes are on the virus. You know, one thing I've learned, Dr. Beal, I'm 71 years old now. I've been preaching over 40 years. I've watched this come together for a long time. Whenever they're waving their right hand, watch their left hand. There's something much more going on besides coronavirus. It's a biggie. But there's much more going on behind the scenes that we don't see. Trump just declared a state of emergency. What's that going to mean? He's going to bring in the National Guard for the whole nation? Is he going to bring in UN troops? I don't know. But what's that mean?
Well, back in December, the New York division of the United Nations was recruiting people to go home to home and seize people's guns and put them in civil detention camps.
Right.
Now, about 3 months ago, I had Craig Ford on back in December. And I had him on, and I talked about when I go to a place, like when I travel around to 42 cities in Israel with the Prophecy Club, I would already fly in, and I would actually give them a prophetic vision when I arrived there. Now, when I arrived to Portland, Oregon, where my little granddaughter lives there, Matilda, my oldest son's little daughter, back years ago, I would arrive, and I actually flew in there, and I said to the people in the audience in Portland, Oregon, at the Prophecy Club, I said, I had two visions for you to get delivered. And one vision was I saw a native woman wrapped in buckskins and brought up to the side of the mountain of Fort Hood, which is basically a volcanic mountain. And they were doing a drum ceremony, and they were going to throw her into the mountain as a sacrifice to the volcano god. And then the second one was actually I saw a rail yard where I saw people welding in shackles in the false floor for people in sit-down shackles for their wrists and their ankles. And after I did my warning, I had two men stand up that were actually working at Gunderson Steel that day, welding shackles in the rail car. Okay?
Yeah,
hundreds
right.
of shackles. Now, we mentioned that on the air a few months in December of 2019. And guess what? Was Greg Ford on the air. That video went out on YouTube. And then we had one guy, believe it or not, had seen it. And he started crying on this rail car up in this railway line in North Dakota. North Dakota. And crying about the event because he had been welding, he had welded the previous week 40,000 shackles. And he told one of my guys who listened and watched the video, and he witnessed to him about the fact that I said this to him. And he said, and there were dozens of men like him who couldn't make money doing such and such a job, so he took this job welding shackles. People need to realize the globalists are getting ready. They got rail cars ready for you. They got guillotines. They got places for 20 million plus Americans, either above or underground, to take your sorry carcasses, and many of you aren't even going to civil detention camp. You're going to a mass grave after they incinerate your bones, are turning to soiled green. People say, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. I said, are you kidding? Look at what's going on right now. Look at what's going on around the world, even in China. There's so much incineration of bodies that we can detect the nitric oxide above their nation by our satellites. They want to pretend they got control of this? There's no control over in China. They dropped the R knots from 6.7 to 3.5. They slowed it down because they weld people into their buildings and they can't go out in the street. They haven't stopped it by any means. And why? Because this is part of the game. It's a Luciferic game to frighten society into doing almost anything to take, have the thing taken off their neck, the danger of this virus, even after the people can, hey, I can't miss two paychecks, I can't be home. Guess what? Government says, I'll give you the money, they'll just print the damn money. People don't understand what's coming, do they?
No, they don't get it. We're seeing the tip of the iceberg here. I don't know the outcome, even with the economics. We're seeing the market fluctuate. I don't know. It's falling quickly, and I don't know how far they're going to go. But you need to pay attention because this is going to blow up sooner or later, and I think it's sooner than later. This is going to hurt everybody when it happens.
Well, I'll tell you what's actually triggered them off to actually why they're in such a panic. And Jesus said, and there should be earthquakes in diverse places all over the earth. The most important first sign Jesus had was increased earthquakes and volcanic activity all over the planet. Do you know what triggers that? It's triggered off by gravity waves from deep space, either a direct hit from a CME hitting us or a supernova. In December, now they've had LIGO and Virgo up since 2015, they're detecting gravity waves. Now, I took care of the SPT, Sils Pole Telescope, and the Pi Meson Scope, and the Graviton Scope in Antarctica. I was their doctor in Colorado Springs. So I don't know that I have access to classified information you out there in the public will never, ever hear, except you hear it on my show. Now, since the LIGO and Virgo systems were set up, and we have them both in America, they've been detecting this star system called the P2 Large Red Giant Star collapsing called Betelgeuse. Isn't that a weird-sounding name, Betelgeuse?
Yeah, it is.
Now, this is in the belt of Orion, which is right near the star Alpha Draconis, which is, by the way, the dragon star, we call it. Uh-huh. And as Betelgeuse collapses, and it's a long distance of 671.2 light years away, it creates gravity waves and it can release oxygen and hydrogen from ringwoodite, which is 410 to 660 kilometers deep, but it wells up in the middle of the oceanic floor in what's called the mid-oceanic cleft, and it's 32,000 miles long in every ocean on the planet. And Dr. Stephen Jacobson from Northwestern University in Illinois has done research, and he's compressed this, and there's more water stored in nascent oxygen hydrogen in ringwoodite than 10 times or 20 times all the oceans and all the lakes and all the vapor around the planet. Now, why is that important? Because it's in the Bible. It says, well, there's waters of the deep. The waters of the deep, as well as the waters of the sky, were part of the problems of the flood. It wasn't just a flood from a lot of rain. It was waters of the deep. There are oceans, baseless of water down there. Now, what happens when water is released, it lowers the magma, what's called melted point of magma. So all the volcanoes and earthquakes are driven, believe it or not, by water created by gravity waves created by the collapse of a supernova. It's happening now. That's why they're panicking. You know why? The globalists want to go to their dumbs. That's a good term for them. They're going to places for dumb people, to their deep underground military bases with nuclear tunnel boring machines. And guess what? Deagle took care of the guys working on tunnel boring machines. I was their doctor. So I know this firsthand. Phil Snyder and John Fiala. I knew these guys personally, okay? So you got to understand what's going on here. And they run for Bechtel Corporation, by the way. You have to understand all the money went to these corporations was illegal drug money, human trade money, organ money. And although there's different dozens of different cartels, including the Taliban, they all work for the Special Active Division of the CIA and the state of, it's a real hell. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, Dr. Bill, this is a little bit off topic, right? But I think it's important. Your past experiences, you've worked with many organizations that will say were top secrets and above.
Right.
I'd like you to share, if you would, because this, I think, is going to tie into the end times. People don't want to, they think that all these mythical creatures we thought were just part of, you know, folklore, they didn't really exist. But now you know from personal experience that people who were working, developing these type of crime areas, if you will, I'd like you to share with people what that's all about and who's behind that.
Well, first off, the world is run by what's called the Druidic Council of 13, and the head of it is called the Pindar, who actually visited me 28 years ago when my wife was pregnant with my daughter and wanted me to be his understudy and take over his position when he rose. So they were watching Deagle and said, you know, we want to turn this guy from making from Anakin Sky Deagle to Darth Deagle. And I'm saved by the blood of the Most High God, so I'm not going to become Darth Deagle and keep playing out there. And I had somebody respond and say, yeah, we keep praying for you. Don't become Darth.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
You know, I have resources and information. I have what's called a sewer net. So you might have a little glass case with gems in it or a dead body of a skunk or a person. Number two, in other words, I'm a real good researcher of the sewer net, I call it. Second is I have intel agents. They listen to my show, they contact me, or I have people that come to me. They bring me technology, they bring me knowledge. I mean, well, 3 years ago I had an individual in the NSA said, Deagle, you know, I've listened to your show for years. I'm a great fan. Said, that's good. And he's an NSA agent, senior agent. And he said, I'm going to send you all the photos of the original and the actual original birth certificate we used to Photoshop up the fake birth certificate of Barack Obama, which, by the way, his name means lightning fallen from heaven. Selected, by the way, his name was selected by Zbigniew Brzezinski that wrote the Grand Chessboard. His daughter literally is actually working on one of these big news media. I think she's Mika Brzezinski. People need to understand these people are deeply embedded in our government, our agencies, our intel, our medical system, our geopolitical and legal system. And some of them do a lot of good things and a lot of evil because that's what they do. They do good and evil. People don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. But, you know, I still want you to get under your background and what you've seen yourself underground.
Let me give you the story of... In 1993, October 10th, I was praying face down on my base in my bedroom in Enfield, Nova Scotia. And I come back from Georgia, I work in the trauma and burn unit, and I started running a multi-doctor practice. And on Saturday on the Sabbath, I was praying face down wide awake, and God said to me, I'm praying, and he talks to me like my ancestor Moshe, and he says, I'm going to send the angel to you. And I'm wide awake, and all of a sudden, in the spirit, the angel Gabriel shows up, and he takes me by the hand. He's a big guy, probably. I'd say big for a guy, whatever. And he takes me by the hand. I said, where are you taking me? He says, I'm taking you to the city from which the mark of the beast will come. So it's like the movie, The Christmas Carol. All of a sudden, we're flying over, and we're there in the city. And I said, where is it? And he was cracking jokes like I'm an idiot, which obviously I was. And he takes me to this facility, and then we go down these giant elevators down miles. And we go to this giant place underground, and we walk through an array of supercomputers, with mica screens and liquid nitrogen. We walked to a place where they make ferromagnetic chips against EMP proof for missiles. We walked to a place where they make satellite, the 80 rockets to put up the space station. He shows me everything, dozens of facilities over hours and hours. And he's cracking jokes. I said, well, give me a hint. Where the heck this is this? What city is it? And eventually he says, oh, okay, it's where this Pastor Dutch Sheets, S-H-E-T, it's not so funny sounding name. Well, I'd seen him in the mid-1980s on It's a New Day Ministry, because by that time we were becoming Christians. We started supporting It's a New Day Ministry out of Winnipeg. And the guy that found it was a Brandt rocket engineer who became a pastor, Willard Teason, and his wife Betty. And I said, oh, he's a Christ for the Nation, you know, back in Dallas. So I called after this vision, this many-hour vision. I called the next day to Christ for the Nation. Oh, he'd already gone to Colorado Springs. He said, oh, he's going to start Springs Harvest Fellowship. So I called all over to all the hospitals, trying to figure out if I can get a job. Nothing. Nobody wanted a job, and none of the places had anything. Everybody who's supposedly not a Roman Catholic wants to be, it's like the Rome for non-Catholics. So I said, okay, I'll leave it up to you, God. So Michelle, my wife, in January of early February in 1994, she got a dream, and the dream said, you need to call the hospital. She said an angel came and told her she should call the hospital. Second hospital she called, she got a call back from Joyce Wolfe at the Colorado Center for Rockmen and St. Francis Hospital. And they were looking to civilian doctors because they wanted to put through security clearance, because they decided to make a change where they wouldn't hire military personnel to do a lot of classified stuff. They wanted civilians that went through classified clearance. So she asked if I'd done any research in occupational medicine. Well, I worked for the medical school with Dr. John Woodbury, head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association, worked at UCLA on toxicology, and I did all kinds of other stuff. And he had a PhD before he went to medical school in oceanography and genetics. I said, oh, he's perfect. I flew down. 4 days later, I got the job next to Commander Major Schwinder. 4 days. And on July 10th, 9 months to the day, like a birth, our guide brought me and Dr. Ogrodnik through laser retinal scanners at Falcon, Colorado, Schriever Air Force Base. And there was, the sidewalls of the elevator were padded. And I said, why is that? And he said, hold on these handles. I said, why are you going to do that? He said, because your feet are going to come off the floor. I said, what do you mean? It's going to fall so fast, your feet are going to come off the floor. I said, oh, my gosh. So we fell 2 miles down into an underground city. And then we come out and go, you know, like Star Trek. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. We're walking through these tunnels, and there's a 440-seat digital theater run by former Disney execs, and there's this giant, you know, tunnels with 18-foot-high tunnels with fiber optic cables running all the ceilings and mica screens, supercomputers, Cray 4 array computers. I saw everything. And I got a photographic memory, so I remember everything technically well, too. And the guy sits us down, the director of Space Command, says, now, Deagle and Ogrodnik, this is a come-to-Jesus talk. I said, well, okay, why is this doing this? Now, we're sitting in a 440-seat theater run by Disney execs, and they're showing a presentation to us about the proliferation of nuclear weapons. Right?
Right.
And after this, he says, now, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I said, you mean the moon? He said, shut the F up, Deagle. This is the come-to-Jesus talk, so you don't freak out. We're going to tell you what's going on. He told me about the Dark Knight satellite. It's been a polar orbit up there probably for many, many thousands of years. You know, when I hear people say that they think that, you know, yes, Adam and Eve were here 7,000 years ago, but there was pre-Adamic man. There was a lot of stuff going on long before Adam and Eve were here. Okay? And we have to understand, I learned things, and I'm going to spend hours and hours on it right now, but I want people to understand these dumbs are made, and they discovered this in the 1960s because they put up satellites in the 1960s, and they were using what's called gravitonic imaging, and they discovered all these pockmarks all over the earth. They said, what the heck are these? And it took them a couple of years to figure it out, but they realized they were dormant magma domes, because when a crust moves on the mantle of the earth, it leaves these big pockets, 4 to 12 cubic miles in size, which are perfect to build cities. The other one they do is what's called a matrix city, where they tunnel back and forth 120 foot across tunnel with nuclear tunnel boring machines, and I took care of the guys working on tunnel boring machines. I was their doctor. Okay? And so a lot of these are not inhabited by humans. They're inhabited by non-humans. People don't realize there's a lot of beings down there that don't belong here, and they've been here forever. They're not just newcomers. Some of these creatures have been out for eons, okay? Not just, you know, thousands of years. And one of the tunnels they broke into in North Baja California, they did a aging of the rocks of this, of the sidewalls, because these are like, they were basically obsidian type rocks where they were melted and pushed into the sidewalls. There's zero debris. they aged them that the tunnels were 300,000 to 500,000 years old. Now you got to understand that long before Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees, the beings that were running Earth were not human, okay? And they were Luciferic Nephilim, okay? And then why God sent Abraham and why God sent Yeshua, Jesus, with his soul, is to rescue mankind from the grip of Luciferic control. It's been a very long time, and we've been in a lot of conflicts with evil. And evil is very, very advanced. People want to pretend it's, oh, it's minor stuff. No, it's not. And that's why the average person is what I call milk and cookie church. Doesn't understand that this is not milk and cookie created Christian time. If you're a real believer, and you're really starting to shake the rattle and the cage of the monster, you're going to get bitten, and they're going to try to come after you. And if you're not really well prepared for it, you're going to get a shock. Right?
Right.
So the average Christian out there, I call milk and cookie Christianity, it's a fraud. Okay? If you're a real person Christian, it's like Delta Force. Because you take off the dark side, and if you think that they're weak and not stupid, you see, I have respect for Satan. Okay, like a bad warrior. Me and God inside me is stronger than Satan, but guess what? Satan is the most intelligent created being in the universe, and he deceives with both good and evil. And the deception is so powerful that everybody thinks they're doing good when they go to church and doing this and doing that and voting for this president or that guy. And we even like to look at Donald J. Trump. He's not a Christian. He's a high-level do-gooder, Scottish Rite Mason, whose sonic name is Apollyon Rising. He's the man who thinks he's going to recolonize Mars from the ancient galactic war that destroyed the population on Mars many thousands of years ago with an ancient galactic war. And I took care of the teams, actually taking care of our teams flying back to our Martian colony back since 1982. I was their doctor, okay? So people need to start grasping here that we are in the grip of something very, very intelligent, very damned evil. And as I say, the great deal of evil on Earth is exoplanetary and transdimensional. And it's far more intelligent than the average knucklehead human being. The average human being is like an hors d'oeuvre for the devil.
Yeah.
Now,
Deagle
is not exactly average. Him and his satanic horde in Nephilim, they shake in their boots when they hear my name. That's why they even use my name on their website, Deagle. To signify, if you go to that site and they had the guy visit Obama 40 times, how they want to reduce the American population by 86% by 2025, 5 years from now. I don't know some of the facts of what's going on. I know everything. And let me tell you, if I wasn't saved, I'd commit suicide. Because let me tell you, I'm doing this not to get points in heaven or to be liked. I'm doing it because I love God and I have the agape love of my fellow man. And God said to me before I went back when I was 8 and a half, he said, no, you do evil, Deagle. You're going back because you love me. I'll destroy you. And I looked at him. I said, God, I love you so much. I will go back even in danger of losing my name from your book. And he cried and said, not since your ancestor Moses anybody said this. So when you go back, I will raise you as my chief prophet to bring other prophets forward. And when you do evil, I will shake your ugly human carcass and I will make you a son again to save millions. And then the silver cord taut real light, and I remember the aether mask over my face and waking up 18 hours later with blood going in both arms, and I was in isolation at home in my bedroom for 3 months. Because I was going to die, so this doctor would come by every literally a couple times a week. He had his horse thing to sharpen off the needle to stick in my butt with antibiotics so I wouldn't die. I remember it hurt so bad. It's like, I'm sure he stuck that needle in hard enough that he actually was hitting my bones and my pelvis. It was like, you know, that hurt yet? Oh, okay, yeah, doc, it hurts. And people say, Deagle, what have you been through? I said, you know, if you knew what I went through, and I'm going to put a little of these vignettes together, you'd say, my God, man. My days, though, as Dr. Deagle Dangerfield, you know, like Ronnie Dangerfield, my days of Mr. Lickspittle, of no respect, relatives, friends, colleagues, etc., are over. Over. They're over now. We're in the tribulation.
Get back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
So you want to know more about what's down there? Well, first off, they're doing there's only one drug cartel. It's run by the Special Activity Division of the CIA. The reason why they assassinated John F. Kennedy is he was dying of a adrenal disease, and he decided to become a believer. Now, remember, his father was a criminal. He was involved with illegal alcohol and drug cartel stuff, his father, the Kennedy family. John F. Kennedy became a believer Christian.
Do there?
Yeah, John F. Kennedy became a believing Christian, right? So people have to understand.
Are you
losing? No, I'm still here.
Okay, you're breaking up. Okay, go ahead. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, so anyway, so John F. Kennedy was assassinated because he wanted to take power away from the Special Activity Division of the CIA. And you have to understand that Israel, the State of Israel, was set up to actually infiltrate all of our intel agencies. That's why if you're not a politician and you don't, bone up to the AIPAC and the Israel, I call it, it's a real hell. You're not going anywhere. That's why when you see Donald Trump kissing butt Israel. Now, they can't say I'm anti-Semitic because I'm a Semite, okay? I'm a descendant from the Kohanim, and I've got Jewish blood. My grandfather spoke Yiddish, okay? So you can't say, oh, you're just an anti-Semite. It's like saying to somebody who's black as a spade, saying you're against blacks. It's like, no, you can't do that. Sorry. Bad try. Forget it, okay? But people have to understand that Israel and the State of Israel and the current thing is apostate. Now, part of the reason why a lot of Jews are apostates is because they've read enough about the crazy writings of the rabbis, the Sepharad Siren and the Tablet of Babylon. They reject all religion. They'd rather just not believe in anything, let alone the garbage that's in their current religion now after 1,300 years of Babylon and becoming basically Druids, which are, satanic Canaanites. You know, the Jebusites, Hivites, and all these ites. People don't realize 1,300 years of Babylon. You know, we have an author, Dan Patrick, who's going to come on the show. He's over in Europe right now. And it talks about the people of Gog and Magog. Now, on my mother's side of my family, there's the Naimas, which are the Naomi tribe of the Medes. And there was the king of the Medes married my ancestor 2,800 years ago when they were taken to Isfahan. And the other part of my family is called the Bashas. And the Bashas actually owned the largest caravan that traveled between Damascus, Syria, and China twice a year. My great-great-grandmother, 120 years ago, walked to China twice a year. These are tough people, man. Why do you think Deagle's tough? She walked to China. Okay? Now, beside the camel, she didn't get on the camel. She walked beside the camel at night. Now, why is this important to understand this? Is because you have to understand what's going on right now is we are being, walked into this mess. This thing about COVID virus, people are all panicky. They don't need to be panicky. If they take my first line kit, if they do radionic suppression, if they do diagnostics, if they do all the things in my 43-minute video, this is nothing to worry about. But do you think the government's doing in response? I've been trying to get a hold of Trump for 2.5 years, almost 3 years. trying to get a hold of world leaders, including Communist China. Nobody's responding to me. I'm going to try to see if I can get a hold of Mr. Trudeau, whose wife is now positive for this thing. My grandmother's brother, right, McEachern, was the deputy prime minister for years with Pierre Trudeau. Did you know that? My grandmother's brother for years was the deputy prime minister of Canada. All right?
Wow.
But you think, and my brother, and my wife's brother, Wayne, was the major assistant of the premier for Nova Scotia, conservative premier for years. And I'm going to try to get through these people and get through. But you see, most people dispense Deagle. Ah, Deagle's not. He thinks he's so intelligent. He thinks he knows stuff we don't know. People don't understand. I want everything I say to be studied by science, technology. Most of it I can give you actual articles or documents, even if we're not talking about the classified stuff. But then afterward, you can do a thing called prayer. The most powerful thing you can do is prayer. And after you read and listen to me, you say, well, I like this prayer. It'll make you laugh a little bit. What do we do if Deagle's not a nut? What do we do, Lord, if Deagle is not lying to us? Because they want to assume right off the top, he's got to be lying, because if he's telling the truth, God, we're like lobsters stewing in the pot. You don't realize it's getting too late to crawl out of the pot because you're not listening to me early enough. Now, this COVID virus thing, if they started listening to me months ago, I've been working on this. I knew the plague was coming. I didn't know it was going to be SARS in 2003, H5N1, H1N1 in 2009. But I knew it was coming, because guess who worked with these guys? I was the point man under Reserve Admiral John Hughes. Hughes, right? Who's a Reserve Admiral. Working with the FBI, CDC, FEMA, and the federal government, I was the point man for the entire country in Colorado. Working on Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. I wasn't a minor guy. I was the main fellow for the entire country. So I met him again in 2001. They told me they're going to release weaponized anthrax, and they're going to release nuclear devices in New York City, because I'd already been the ex-examiner of the Alfred B. Murrah building. And when the guy had a loose tongue, they fired him and court-martialed him, and they hauled me into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital 25 years ago and fired me and gave me death threats. Now, do you think Mr. Dr. Deagle is Mr. Passive? There's nice doctor colleagues of mine that are dead. But I'm not exactly the guy you want to mess with, okay? There's not a nice molecule in my body, and I'll die for you, but I won't lie to you. But if someone wants to threaten me, I will be a secretary for Jesus, Allah, or Satan himself. I'm going to make sure you're terminated so fast you won't know you ever had a pulse. And people say, well, do you get death threats? I said, not very often, and I terminate really fast. People say, well, that's not very Christian. I said, no, yes, it is. I'm a Joshua Christian. You want to come at me and threaten me and my family? I'm going to make sure you're dead so fast you won't know. And it won't be even regular stuff. I got incendiary gunshot things. I got all kinds of exotic weapons I'm building. And I'm going to let people know how to build the damn things, because I want people to realize if they want to vaccinate me, I got a vaccine for them, but it contains lead.
That's right.
Now, I want people to know that. They say, well, you just as a mint. That's not a nice Christian. I said, you're an idiot. Okay? If you're a believer, you're going to have, just like Jesus said, you're going to, you know, sell your cloak and buy a sword. People now don't realize right now, the globalists are going to try to convince them that, oh, you got to submit. We're going to print money so that you can have two people, and they can't have two paychecks missed, or we're going to take care of you. They're going to take care of you, all right. They're printing money that's stealing out of your back pocket so they can enslave you. And they're trying to recruit United Nations troops to grab your sorry carcass and put you into civil detention camp or behead you. And they be bringing in the guillotines. I have even the ports. I know exactly where the damn things are coming in. People, oh, no, they don't. Look, they got enough space for about 20 million Americans, either above or underground, to civil detention camps. A lot of them are execution camps. Just like their abattoirs, like, oh, I'm coming around this curved wall. What's up there? People hanging on hooks after they've been beheaded.
Yep.
No, Deagle, they wouldn't do that. I said, you're an idiot. I said, one of the things about Deagle is I'm not afraid of the truth. And I know how to respond to it.
Free. The truth will make you free. If you're afraid of the truth, then you walk in bondage to Satan.
Right. So here's what I want people to do. I want you to ask questions, because you know the biggest problem I find? It doesn't matter, but somebody I beg to ask me questions on the air. Because it doesn't demonstrate that Deagle knows everything. Because my brain is like a big container, and God's poured a lot of stuff over the last 25 years in it. But you have to understand, you ask me if I know 10 to 20% of the information. But guess what? While you're asking the question, if I can't provide you a complete, immediate answer, God will inspire me while you're asking the question, because you have to understand I am as God's bullhorn. He will give the answer through me to you instantly when I don't even know the answer myself beforehand. You're kidding, Deagle. I said, no, I'm not. This is not Deagle talking. This is God through Deagle, just like Moses. He didn't write the Pentateuch because he knew all this stuff. He knew it because God dictated. He wrote down he was a good secretary. Yes, God, what's next? What's next? People don't understand that. They think, well, Deagle's just a damn smart. I want to worship you, Deagle. Go to hell. I want reflected glory. I'm the bait bucket guy. He's the one that gets all the glory. Okay? And when you ask me a question, you have to say, if I ask you, Deagle, about something I really don't know about, and I want to know the answer, can you have the answer? You can ask me a question about anything on earth. Geopolitical stuff, metallurgical stuff, astronomical stuff, anything you want, and I'll give you the instant answer or break down the problem to its parts. And you know what? My co-hosts, they don't know what to say next. I haven't had one host in years that's actually asked me a valid series of questions that is so confounding them, and they're terrified to ask me, what do we do next, Deagle? I said, let the Lord, because he's so curiosity and questions come from your soul. They don't come from your brain. That's why you can't give computers a sense of humor or a vision of anything. Questions come from your soul, and they come from the Most High God. So go ahead and ask me any question you want of anything you think you don't know yet. Because we've got a couple minutes left.
Gosh, where do you want to start?
Anything on earth. I don't care if it's a healthcare question, a geopolitical question, a financial question, a metallurgical, an astronomical question, anything at all, and I'll give you the answer or break down the problem. Anything.
We got a couple minutes left. What do you see the timetable being before they bring in more force, if you will, to bring in their New World Order?
Well, I prayed on this a few months ago. God said, don't pray on the timetable yet, Ego, because you'll have to carry this to your grave. But he told me it started. On January 27th, he woke me up at 3:30 in the morning. I've been working for months on my COVID-19 PowerPoint. Get your butt up, Ego. So you're on all your tires, 3:30 in the morning. Put it out. And I said, why, Lord? And the Lord said, because today the apocalypse starts. Now, it's the unveiling of good and evil. For example, when I tell people, and they don't even want to accept a lot of time, when I say, Pastor Butch, I call you Prophet Apostle Butch. Because you see, it's not because we're so great, it's because God's great in us. That he stirs your heart to try to tell things, even though it gets aggravating. You wonder, Jesus, Lord, I'm not succeeding. How come my audience isn't bigger? How come I can't sell more books? How come I can't make a living just doing ministry? I got to do another business. Right?
Right.
And you're wondering, Lord, if you're straight, but you know what? It's not our job to do that. God said, I will tenderize their hearts. And when their hearts are tender, they'll scream for you to tell them the truth. What's next? See, I had somebody a few weeks ago, Greg Ford, he said, Bill, you know, your problem is you don't know how to communicate. I said, I don't want to communicate. He said, what do you mean? I said, I want to shock-cucate them. Well, what's that? I said, I want to take 4,000 joules of truth paddles, like a cardiac paddle, to either temple to shock you into screaming in agony for the truth going into your head, asking tough questions and getting a response to realize without seeking God in prayer and vision, and said, my people perish for lack of vision. It starts with asking good questions and asking the Lord's answer, because there's only one type of good, and that's God with an extra O.
Amen.
And you know what? People say, well, I can figure it out. If you do, you're Luciferic. Don't do it. Don't say, which place should I go, Deagle? Well, stay in harm's way. Don't be in a big city. Don't be down with a nuclear reactor. Don't be near a fault line. And don't think, to make sure your neighbors are aware that you need to have a village to save each other and have a watch. And if you don't have weapons to protect yourself when people are roving bands because they don't have food or water, you wonder why they're going to try to eat your pets and then your children next? Duh. What do you think?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.